Ακόμα σε θυμάμαι κι ούτε που κοιμάμαι κι ούτε που μιλώ. Οι ώρες που κυλάνε όλες με ρωτάνε πόσο σ' αγαπώ. Γνώρισα πολλές, μα τι τα θες. Είσαι εσύ το φως μες στις σκιές. Ακόμα σε θυμάμαι που φύγες, λυπάμαι και μελαγχολώ. Ας η καρδέ μου πάρει στα δυο προς κεφάλι να σ' ονειρευτώ. Γνώρισα πολλές, μα είσαι η μόνη αυτή που θα αγαπώ όσο θα ζω. Ακόμα σε θυμάμαι κι ούτε που κοιμάμαι κι ούτε που μιλώ. Οι ώρες που κυλάνε όλες με ρωτάνε πόσο σ' αγαπώ. Γνώρισα πολλές, μα τι τα θες. Είσαι εσύ το φως μες στις σκιές. Ακόμα σε θυμάμαι που φύγες, λυπάμαι και μελαγχολώ. Ας ήταν θε μου πάλι στα δυο προς κεφάλι να σ' ονειρευτώ. Γνώρισα πολλές, μα είσαι η μόνη αυτή που θα αγαπώ όσο θα ζω. Γνώρισα πολλές, μα είσαι η μόνη αυτή που θα αγαπώ όσο θα ζω.
Χαίρετε.
Καλώς το.
Ήρθαμε να σας μιλήσουμε για την Ευρωπαϊκή Οικοδομική Κοινότητα.
Με το μάστε και να σκοτεί την εφήκτη. Να μην μας μιλήσετε για τίποτα. Δεν θέλω να ακούσουμε και κοινότητες και ιδέες.
Μου φαίνεστε κατά τι εκνευρισμένος.
Τι είναι αυτό που κρατάς στο χέρι αυτό, με νευριάζει πολύ. Βάλτε το εκεί που ξέρεις.
Είναι το μικρόφωνο.
Δεν με ενδιαφέρει. Βάλτε το εκεί που ξέρεις αυτό.
Μα ήρθαμε για να σας μιλήσουμε για την Ευρωπαϊκή Οικοδομική Κοινότητα.
Δεν με ενδιαφέρει για κοινότητες. Εμείς ανήκουμε εδώ στην κοινότητα που είναι χειρά σας. 73 χρόνια εδώ γεννήθηκαμε, εδώ θα πεθάναμε. Μετά είμαστε και ασκούν την εφήκτη.
Γνωρίζετε ότι τώρα που ανήκετε στην Ευρωπαϊκή Οικοδομική Κοινότητα μπορείτε να εργάζεστε.
Τι να εργάζουμε, ρε παιδάκι μου, εγώ ως γνωστό βοσκώ τα πρόβατα εδώ παραπέρα γιατί ποτέ μου δεν εργάστηκα.
Μα και η βοσκή είναι εργασία.
Τι τέσσερα, πού θα ήρθε εσύ. Πού θα είμαστε όλα αυτά. Η βοσκή είναι άνθρωποι.
Μα οι ξένοι ποιμένες.
Όχι, ποιμένες κιόλας. Πάρτε αυτό που εδώ, εσύ παρακολουθώ το και που ξέρεις.
Τέλος πάντων, γνωρίζετε ότι τώρα που είστε μέλος της μεγάλης ευρωπαϊκής οικογενείας των κτηνοτρόφων, για να αντιμετωπίσετε τον έντονο συναγωνισμό
μάλιστα
των αλλοδαπών εταίρων μας,
μάλιστα,
πρέπει να εξυγχρονιστείτε.
Πού να ευχαρίζεις, δεν φέρω με καμία αντίληψη.
Α, πράγματα σημαίνει.
Να κάνω που να κοιτάω και πώς να μιλάω. Δύσκολε άντρα, τι θες να κάνω, τι θες να λέω και πώς να αναπνέω. Δύσκολε άντρα, ό,τι πεις, ό,τι πεις, ό,τι πεις και θα το κάνω. Ό,τι πεις, ό,τι πεις, ό,τι πεις και να πεθάνω. Στο δικό σου μπεγλέρι να γίνω και φούντα και χάντρα. δύσκολε άντρα. Κάνω, που θες να πάω και τι να φοράω, δύσκολε άντρα. Τι θες να κάνω, που να ρωτάω και τι να ζητάω, δύσκολε άντρα. Ό,τι πεις, ό,τι πεις, ό,τι πεις και θα το κάνω. Ό,τι πεις, ό,τι πεις και να πεθάνω. Στο δικό σου μπεγλέρι να γίνω και φούντα και κάντρα. Δύσκολε άντρα. Στο δικό σου μπεγλέρι να γίνω και φούντα και κάντρα.
Episode 53 of A Complete Abridged Record Collection, the internet radio show / podcast / internet broadcast, where I, your host, David Barkley, play one song from every record in my record collection. And this is sort of the tail end of the Greek section of my record collection. We just heard, I'm guessing this song was called Disco Alejandro, by a nameless artist from a nameless compilation. That is because I cannot read the Cyrillic alphabet, ladies and gentlemen. I can say certain words, I can say pi, I can say lambda, but I have no idea how to string those together to make actual sense. So, before that we listened to a Greek comedy record, which has a pretty cool gatefold. And we started all off with another Greek singer, another amazing gatefold. Clearly, when buying these records, I'm just looking at the covers and how amazing the gatefolds are. Although this next one is actually has some English writing on it. It's pretty clearly a 60s compilation. You know, it's got Alba Aris and the Olympics, the Olympians, Elena and Solver Group, the Vikings. I don't know what the Vikings are doing on there. But I'm going to play The Strangers and a song that I don't know how to pronounce the name of. Had a great time in Athens. Really great time. Crazy city. Tons of great graffiti. I was walking... I walked to the touristy part one night to see a movie on a rooftop, and on my way back, you know, I'm sort of just not really looking at maps, just going by the feel there, using the Acropolis for sort of North Star, and I was suddenly in a red light district, you might call it that, and then one block later, I was gone, and then 10 blocks later, I was next to junkies. It's what a varied and beautiful city Athens was for me. And so many memories in these songs. This next one, an unpronounceable song by a group called I said The Strangers, right? But I realized there's a discrepancy between the tracks as they are ordered on the LP sleeve and on the record itself. On the record, it's The Strangers, but it has the song title and in Latin characters, and it says Panty Boy, I believe. Panter Boy. Sounds interesting. Pretty great song, though, so enjoy this.
Γωνιά, που ξεπεριμένει, είναι 9 και ακόμα περιμένει. Όμως εγώ πρόκειται να πάω. Κύφη μου απόψε δεν χαλάω. Στην παγωνιά τώρα που ήταν μόνη, αν το σκεφτεί δεν πρέπει να θυμώνει. Γιατί κι αυτή πολλά μου είχε κάνει. Ήρθε η σειρά της κι αυτό πάλι δεν φτάνει. Τώρα ίσως να καταλάβει ότι μες στη ζωή όλα πληρώνονται μια μέρα. Τώρα πληρώνει αυτή. Μια γωνιά απόψε περιμένει. Είναι εννιά κι ακόμα περιμένει. Όμως εγώ δεν πρόκειται να πάω. Το κέφι μου απόψε δεν χαλάω. Ότι μες στη ζωή όλα πληρώνονται μια μέρα. Τώρα πληρώνει αυτή. Σε μια γωνιά απόψε περιμένει. Είναι εννιά κι ακόμα περιμένει. Σε μια γωνιά απόψε περιμένει. Είναι εννιά κι ακόμα περιμένει.
E poi poi tempesta sugli scogli. Sarà un mattino con il sole che ti imbroglia. Avrò, 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 ti avrò, 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 ti avrò.
Oh, that was not Greek at all. That was Italian. A change of pace there. That is Giorgia Fiori. Giorgia Fioro from Tutto Sanremo 83. Yeah. And I didn't get this album in Italy. No, I got it in a basement dollar sort of bin outside of a bookstore. Or a book hovel, you might call it, in Istanbul, Turkey. Yeah. It says Canzoni Interpreti Originali 1983. It's gotta be good. And of course, you heard it. It is great. The song was called Avro. And before that, we listened to The Strangers from a 60s comp, a song that might be called Panty Boy, but probably not. Well, for now, at least, that's the end of Exotic Records. this is actually technically a foreign record. Next is the band Lady Hawk from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. An album that I bought one Christmas break because the cover is so good. Such a good cover. Amazing cover. Note to myself when I'm listening to this 40 years from now, go look up the Lady Hawk cover. It's the forests of Vancouver. It's funny, sort of self-mocking. And it was a scene that I always wanted to become more familiar with, but was really... didn't really happen because I probably only listened to this record once. It's from 2006. The song we're going to listen to is My Old Jackknife.
I walk alone, my hand upon. Nightlife women you see one, you've seen them all. And I wake up in the morning and I turn and face the wall and long for someone special's company. Day man like me.
Charlie Rich with A Sunday Kind of Woman from his album Behind Closed Doors from 1972. And before that, we listened to the Fascist Gods of Canada. Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. Well, really just Young there is the Fascist God of Canada. And from their album Deja Vu, we heard a Young led song called Helpless. And direct descendants of that horrible regime was Lady Hawk there, Vancouver, though not from Northern Ontario, as Neil Young sung, but from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And yeah, the Lady Hawk record, like I said, is a typical Christmas buy there, I guess from 2006, maybe 2007. At that point, 2007 Christmas was interesting because I did go to Vancouver, which is where I would buy such a Lady Hawk record. But I can't, yeah, no, 2007 was still life as usual. I think had a good New Year's that year. I think good, great New Year's. Anyways, we're trying to remember the timeline of these things as part of half the challenge here on this radio program. Charlie Rich, on the other hand, that was a freebie from the Sports Arena Point Music Trader closing Point Loma. There was an entire episode dedicated to that. This is one of the records I actually listened to after I got it for free there. And same thing with the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. That's some San Diego thrift store pickup, probably from the Sports Arena neighborhood. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Well, this next one is by one of my favorite people in the music business, Kevin Greenspan, from City of Industry, California. And this is his record called Common Objects. It's his drone record. The first time I met Kevin Greenspan, I think, was at his friend's house, John, who lives in his parents' pool house. And we just sat and listened to the radio and talked about music for what felt like hours. And he's a hilarious, sincere, funny, awesome guy. And he's also very enthusiastic and makes lots of good music, although a huge variety of music. But that's great. I love that about him. And he enjoys himself very much, and he calls a lot of people out for sort of commodifying authenticity. I don't really know exactly how to formalize it, but he's all about making music because he loves to make music. And if you can sell it for a little bit to cover the costs or to, you know, further your ability to make music, then that's great. But just no BS with this guy. That's how I feel, at least. And yeah, I could tell you more stories about Kevin Greenspan. He once spat on the floor of an In-N-Out burger like it was no one's business, just in the middle of his meal, just spat on the floor, continued talking, continued eating. Pretty amazing. He also he's a good liar too. When he needs to, he can pull a hilarious prank by lying, such as telling people that he's going to release a record on a certain label and then just pretending like it's he really is, even though he's not. That's funny for me. I don't know. These are some of my memories of Kevin Greenspan. Really like his pop punk album. He's got an amazing pop punk album where he has some great songs, memorable lyrics, I Can Be Your Email, stuff like that. So enjoy this. We're going to listen to a slow little drone called Pale Twin from his Common Objects LP, the Tour Test Press version. Oh, God.
Monsters that lurk in the corners draw near.
Lane and Allen from 1982 doing their only original track on this album, Dragons. And you can imagine what the covers are, all traditional, terrible folk songs in a way, if they were so inspired to write a song about dragons, which is actually about darkness. Oh my god. But I remember buying this record. I was pretty intrigued by it because it's on like a micro nothing label called Coldstream Records. And it's from 1982, and it looks like it could be sort of a lost psych folk album from the 80s, which this is what I'm really interested in, like out-of-time genres, for sure. But it turned out to be sort of disappointing. I don't know what you guys thought of that, but it's kind of disappointing, I guess. Yeah, I bought that from the flea market underneath the SkyTrain in Vancouver. I remember being so excited about it. It's got a great cover too, really solid green with a simple drawing on it. It was a good day. I definitely ate some. I think I ate at two different dollar pizza places, like back to back, but got one slice from each. One of the second slice places where they say they have like over 199 types of omelets that they can make. And I've tried to figure out the combinatorics, like how many ingredients you need. And it's not that many, folks. You want to offer 199 omelets? You don't need that many ingredients. Well, let's see. Before that, we listened to Kevin Greenspan, the funniest man alive. Always fun to talk to. Well, coming up next here, trudging through, this is a record that I got pretty recently, actually, but I can't tell you where. I think I got it from Record Surplus in Los Angeles, California. It looks really awesome. It's Archie Lewis, and it's called I'll Remember Jamaica with ... And it's got a few covers, mostly covers of Calypso's and then some more sort of jazzy songs. Yeah, I don't know. Not a whole lot of memories springing to life here. But I do remember when I bought it, the guys from at Record Surplus were like, oh, this looks really interesting. Have you listened to this yet? And I hadn't listened to it. I just got it on the strength of the cover alone. I don't. If I listen to a record in the store, I usually don't buy it because I just it's never what I expected. Even though what you least expect is what ends up being the most satisfying in the end. So I just try not to listen ever to records in the store. So we're going to listen to Island in the Sun, Archie Lewis, I'll Remember Jamaica.
This is my island in the sun, where my people toil since time begun. Though I may sail on many seas, the shores will always be home to me. As morning breaks, there heaven and high, I lift my heavy load to the sky. The sun comes down with a burning glow, mingles my sweat with the earth below. Oh, island in the sun, will to me by my father's hand. I see women on bended knees, cutting cane for her family. I see men at the waterside, casting nets at the surging tide.
Oh, island in the sun,
will to me by my father's hand. I hope the day may never come when I can't awake to the sound of drum. Heaven let me this carnival, calypso tunes philosophical. Oh, island in the sun, will to me by my father's hands. All my days I will sing in praise of her forest waters, her shining sun.
You got me hiding. You got
Them, featuring that famous, recognizable voice of Van Morrison. And, you know, I don't really like Van Morrison. I bought this record like 2 years ago, maybe 1 year ago, and it was sort of just because it was there, and you never see Them records, and it was really cheap, and it's not like a real Them record. It's some 80s, you know, the best of Them type deal. The Story of Them, it's called, really. And Them was one of the first bands that I downloaded MP3s of, or by download I mean copied off of someone else. Oh man, Them, I've never heard them. I've always wanted to hear them. Can I copy these off you? And then I later, my relationship with Van Morrison really soured. I just, and listening to that, it just, you know, come on. The guy's a phony. His fans are phonies. I don't care how, you know, how sincere they think the music is. It's just cheesy, man. Cheesy stuff. Before that, we listened to Archie Lewis, Island in the Sun. Now that's a song. You know what I mean? Well, let's see here. Coming up next, only have time for a few more. This is going to be the Circle Jerks from Group Sex. We're going to listen to a song called Paid Vacation. This record we found in the dollar bin at Cow Records, the second location in Pacific Beach. My friend Tim saw it, grabbed it, and then he said, "This record is so offensive towards women that I never want to keep it." And he left it at my house. And I've actually haven't listened to it yet. It's a classic punk record. I don't know. What am I supposed to do with this record? We know it definitely has some pretty offensive songs on it. I can tell you that much. But it's also a classic punk record. So here we go. We're going to listen to one of the lesser of the evil songs here, called Paid Vacation. Enjoy. That's a band called the Madonna Bangers from their album Magic or Tragic. A band that I saw here in San Diego, they were really, really, really funny. As you can tell, the music was just sort of straight up. I mean, like, a little more fun. A little more fun than the Circle Jerks there. But the lead singer was one of the most charismatic men I have ever met in my life. I swear to God. And even though I wasn't, like, blown away by the music, had to buy the album because I wanted to remember that night forever. And here I am remembering that night forever. It was at Soda Bar. I played. Nobody came. Horrible turnout, but charismatic dude. Well, to finish off here, I'm just going to play Donovan called the Reedy River. It is some sort of bootleg, I guess. It's a Donovan bootleg from Seagull Records, a pirate recording co. Get it? I don't know where it is. It doesn't really say. But we're just going to listen to some of this live Donovan concert. To all those people out there trying to find the fuzzed out hits of the 60s, I suggest just giving Donovan a try because, you know, he's got so many damn albums. So, you know, stop digging in the vaults and look in the mainstream sometime. That's the lesson. Thank you for listening.
Jennifer, the juniper, sitting very still. Is she sleeping? I don't think so. Is she breathing? Yes, very low. What you doing, Jennifer, my love? I'm thinking of what it would be like if she loved me. You know, just lately, this happy song, it came along and I had to somehow try and tell you, Jennifer, Juniper, hair of golden flags. Oh, Jennifer, a Juniper, you long for what you lack. Oh, do you like her? Yes, I do, sir. And would you love her if I could, sir? Oh, what you doing, Jennifer, my love? Jennifer, Juniper. Oh, Jennifer, Juniper. Jennifer, Juniper, oh, yeah.